Welcome to Ask the Kidney Doc. This is Dr. Ronald Falk, Director of the University of North Carolina Kidney Center. Today, we're asking a question submitted on the UNC Kidney Center website. The question is from Trenton, Michigan, and here it is. My mom has been diagnosed with Pianca, but I'm wondering if it might be Goodpasture syndrome instead. She's worked as a delivery person for a florist for decades, and Goodpastures can be caused by exposure to herbicides. She is showing every symptom. Is there a chance the doctor misdiagnosed? They did a biopsy. Well, listener from Trenton, Michigan, this is an excellent question. Microscopic polyangiitis that is associated with what you're describing as Pianca, perinuclear antineutrophil cytoplasmic autoantibodies, can look a lot alike. Both can cause bleeding in the lungs. Both can cause an aggressive form of kidney disease known as glomerulonephritis. So, on the outside, Goodpastures and microscopic polyangiitis associated with Pianca can look very much the same. If, in fact, your mother has other manifestations of inflammation of blood vessels, such as a skin disease, skin lesions, or ear, nose, and throat disease, it's much more likely that it's associated with an Pianca and not Goodpastures. But the key here is the kidney biopsy. If the kidney biopsy shows linear staining along the glomerular basement membrane by indirect immunofluorescence microscopy, that's virtually diagnostic for Goodpasture syndrome. If there was no such linear staining along the glomerular basement membrane, then it is more likely that this disease process is associated with an Pianca. But the second question that must be answered is, blood was obtained for what are called serological tests. Does your mom have an Pianca? It sounds like she did. Is it directed against a protein that makes pus green known as myeloperoxidase, or a myeloperoxidase Pianca, which is more specific than Pianca? Or did she have antibodies to the glomerular basement membrane found in her circulation? Depending upon what the kidney biopsy shows and the blood tests, one can make a pretty good diagnosis of either Goodpastures or Pianca-associated vasculitis. The key here is the serologies in the kidney biopsy. But let me tell you one last thing. It's possible for both Goodpastures and for Pianca vasculitis to exist together. And in fact, one-third of everybody with Goodpastures has a positive Pianca test as well. Let me get back to one other issue that you've asked me. Your mom worked as a delivery person for a florist for decades. We have looked carefully for occupational exposures for Pianca disease, and the occupational exposure that we find associated with Pianca is exposure to silica dust in the dusty trades. Goodpastures has been associated primarily with hydrocarbon use, but also with a variety of other kinds of exposures as well. You can't figure out what kind of disease process your mother has on the basis of her history of working for a florist. This kind of exposure can be associated with any number of diseases. I hope this discussion has helped you think about your mother, and I certainly hope she gets better with treatment soon. Thanks for the question.